January 22, 2022, the National Sanctity of Human Life Day. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, today I invite you to persevere in the face of adversity." The world discounts religion as unnecessary and even superstitious. But I invite you to remember that in Noah's day it was much the same. In those days, all that mattered was the tangible, material aspect of life. Isn't that how it is today? When people count their blessings, they do not count their relationship with me as a treasure on earth. Yet I tell you, that is all that matters in the end. Most people spend their lives trying to amass fortunes that lead to a comfortable existence on earth. In reality, each soul must store up a fortune of graces that will await him in heaven. The best way is to live in holy love, which dictates a life of self-sacrifice. The fortunate soul is the one who lives his life to please others and places himself last. Today's society counts such an attitude as folly. The commandment to love me above all else is not a consideration today. In holy love, you need to place this commandment as your goal in life. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.